I serve a God who is worthy to be praised. That's the God that I serve. I know with the excitement, and you'll forgive us this morning for our little adjustments and the things that we're trying to do. It's all in God's hands. Now, that's a phrase that I heard this week. I want to begin by reading Psalm 116, the first two verses. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice. I want you to listen to that. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications of prayers. Because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon Him as long as I live. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon Him as long as I live. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of Your Word today. Open our hearts and minds as we individually receive that special truth that You have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen.
Amen.
I love it. I love to come into God's house. I love to be with God's people. There's sometimes when you're asked to do things, when you're requested, and you really don't know in your mind and your heart exactly how it's going to be and really what you should do. This past week I was invited down to Alexandria. Come on in. She's on California time. Don't you worry about that. Come on, California time. Ray had mentioned to me, she says, you know, I had prayer requests for my husband because he's been diagnosed with lung cancer. And when you go into and you meet someone for the first time and you really don't know what to expect, you don't know what you're dealing with and what you're going. I met a gentleman who was, I call him the Alexandria letter carrier because he worked for the Postal Service for any number of years, whose body, although frail, although the effort to try to get him down the stairs and sitting in his chair, which he let me know real quick which one was his chair. And then as we started to share a little bit, and we talked about things that we had in common, because I, growing up in the area, knew many of the places that he did and how this area has changed so dramatically over the years, the growth. And I got to the point where I said, well, the doctor has not given you a great diagnosis. And he mentioned a few things, and then he looked at me, he says, but it's all in His hands. Wow. It's all, every bit of it. There is nothing that goes on in your life. There is no challenge that you face. There is no course that you're asked to run. There is no obstacle that you're asked to climb over top of where it is not all in His hands. I believe that. I believe that although I went to minister, I was ministered to. Although I went to try to simply lift up a spirit and bring a little joy, my heart was filled by the opportunity to share the good news. It is all, it is every bit in his hands. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice. I've been watching on television all the different going-ons and all the gatherings, thousands of times, and you just see a sea of people out there. And so many times in my life, I look at people as groups. I'm always kidded about how that when I would go down south on 95 and you head down south, even at 10 or 11 o'clock, all you see is just a sea of red taillights because that road is busy all the time. You know when you see, especially around this area, how traffic can be and how the gatherings and how the... It just seems to be a sea of people, a sea of faces. And it amazes me that I serve a God that does not see us as a sea of faces, but he sees us as individuals. He knows each and every one of our cares, our burdens, our joy, the things that actually make us tick inside. Terry and I have been invited later this afternoon over to Fairfax. The lodge over there has a wonderful little memorial service for those that have passed away during the year. They gather everyone together. And they've asked Terry to share with music and me to just share with words of support. Where do you find words of support? You find them from God's Word. You find them because the truth that's found in this book that is open in front of me, it is ringing just as true today as it has for the thousands upon thousands of years that man has been upon this earth. And the thing that excites me, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice. I like singing in the choir. I didn't sound too good today because I tell you, I don't know if I'm after this weather, my feet are waterlogged or my head's waterlogged, something, you know. But if you've been out the last few days, it's not been the prettiest weather out there. So it's finally getting to me and my voice is getting a little shaky and it's getting a little raspy. But it is still a voice. When you in your heart of hearts call out upon a loving God, he hears. The God that I love, the God that I serve, the God who is worthy to be praised, he hears my voice. Now, I don't have any special hookup. I tell people that sometimes. I'll go out and, you know, we'll plan on doing some event or something. The weather's beautiful. I'll go, yep, I've got that weather hookup upstairs. And they laugh. And then at the same time, you plan an event and goes out and it's raining like it was yesterday. I go, well, must be something wrong in your life. And they laugh. Because they know that I am simply kidding. They know that the beauty of this scripture is that each individual is heard by God. Think of it. Just a few weeks here, we're going to celebrate the birth. What a wonderful time. And the church, because of the decorations that have been placed, it looks beautiful. There's Christmas carols, although we'll sing them out of order and we'll sing them not the numbers on the page, but we'll still sing them. And we will have the joy in lifting up our voices. And God hears. He's not off somewhere that can't be reached. He's not asking you to just go through some type of repetition. He is asking you simply to call out to him. And what a wonderful, glorious time of year to do it. I read about Sally, I can do this. Last week I couldn't do that. I walked into Sally's yesterday without an appointment. Sometimes she cuts my hair when she's angry. Yesterday without appointment, you just look and see. And it'll grow back. It'll grow back. Don't you worry. It'll grow back. I said it's a little chilly outside. I'd rather not be cold. She asked me, did you bring your hat? Yes, I did. I read about a fellow who was a racer, and he raced speedboats. And you may be a fan of car racing, but I've watched, and I used to watch on that little wonderful World of Sports, the different ones would have those boats racing at just such a fast pace. And he interviewed this man because he'd been in a terrible accident. He said that the boat was run along at top speed, and he actually just hit a wave at the wrong angle, and because of that angle, threw him up and directly down. And he went very deep into the water. And he said, I went down so deep in the water, and it happened so fast. He said, I didn't know which way was up. And he said, the only thing that I could do was just be calm and allow the buoyancy of my jacket to start to lift me up towards the surface. Then when that happened, I could start to swim towards the surface. I went, wow. I know people that feel like they're just buried. I know people that are dealing with things and they don't have an answer. It brings tears to my heart. It brings tears to your heart when you hear some of the prayer requests. And trust me, friends, there are prayer requests out there that are even so more dramatic and so much more moving that you can't even hardly conceptualize what they're going through. And that's the time when we need to call upon God because he hears our voice, and stay calm because he will lift us up out of the depths of the challenges that we face. It is all in God's hand. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what you're facing. Doesn't matter what the challenges are. Somebody mentioned to me, said, Charlie, you preach about a lot of the same things I do. Why? Because I hear about a lot of the same problems. And I hear about a lot of the same challenges. And I hear about a lot of the same things that just bring a tear to our eyes. And I also open the Word, and I preach about a lot of the same truths that ring out, because when they ring out in your heart, they have been verified by His Word, and the Holy Spirit has stamped His approval upon it. You can bank on it. You can just simply bank on it. That is the thing that will see you through. Amen? Amen. Just a moment, I'm going to ask the gentleman to come down, and we're going to serve communion. Communion is special. It's an opportunity for you to take a small wafer and say, God, thank you for sending your Son, for His body being broken upon that cross. In this small cup of juice that you're being offered, it's a chance for you to say thank you. Thank you for the blood that was shed upon that cross. For it is simply my belief in the body that was broken, in the blood that was shed, that allows us to share in the eternal life with Him. It's our way of saying thank you. What a better one to start this Christmas season off to say thank you to than God for His Son Jesus. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask at this time, as your scriptures taught us, to give thanks for the wafer, to give thanks for the juice. And God, cleanse us. If there be any ill will, if there be any challenges within our hearts towards others, clean us of it. God, we also believe that during communion there's a time of healing, not only of our minds, of our spirits, but of our bodies. And God, we heard so many requests unto you today. Bring healing, bring healing. And God, let us focus our mindset upon what you did for us. Allow us to do this in remembrance of you.